you know, it's a good comeback. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm trying to say no much, but I could kind of feel that type of game coming on. I didn't think we sobered up really until about the 6th or 7th inning. We really didn't swing the basketball at all. We got beaten with one pitch, which was kind of tough to see. That typically doesn't happen to us, but I thought the difference was Chase Reed. You know, he pitched very well. And
good look.
Yeah, thanks, Dino.
Chase Reed.
Yeah, I mean, he was the difference in the game, really. He came in, stuffed a lot of strikes, and the bases loaded situation was really big to get himself out of that one.
A couple of nights ago, yesterday, you were kind of not real pleased with some of the miscues. Talk about just a couple of miscues in the outfield today. Bad angle on one ball.
Dominic didn't see the ball. I mean, he didn't react to the ball. And then, we took another bad angle in left field. I mean, yeah, those things happen. I mean, it's still early in the season, I guess. I mean, no excuses, though. I mean, you're old enough there. We've, you know, played out there before, so it's not like we're crippled. But we just, you know, played average. Not to take anything away from Miami, because that kid threw okay. And right-hander there at the end threw the ball pretty well.
Been around the block a few times. Wasn't exactly championship baseball, but you got to be pretty pleased with the fact that you guys came back and won today and finished the weekend 2-1, despite, like you said, not playing overly great baseball.
No, I mean, anytime you can win a game, I mean, you know, teams you play nowadays, I mean, whether they're Mid-American teams or SEC teams, I mean, you look at the scores at the end of the day, and they're all close, so, you know, we just win them when we can. We're not really a championship team. That doesn't matter. I kind of told you that before. And when you got the big donkey not in the lineup and you don't have Mikey Minor on the mound, I think we're a different team, you know, when those things are happening. But, you know, you gotta learn to win games without those kids.
What's the latest on Pedro? What's his status right now?
I'm just going to hold him out here for a while, and get him to a hand specialist tomorrow and see what the story is. But rather take it slow now than screw him up for a month or so.
What's it look like to you?
It just looks like in something that's inflamed. I don't think there's any ligament damage, but he doesn't have any grip strength, and he can't throw the ball, so that makes it tough to play baseball.
Hey, Coach, talk a little bit about David. Talk about that last inning there. Look, you guys did that so many times last year.
Yeah.
Just talk about you guys are definitely, you know, have confidence. Talk about your comeback.
Well, they were talking about it on the bench in the ninth inning, how we were going to come back and win the game, because they have done it before, so there's some history there, but it doesn't mean you're going to do it. But I thought the difference there again is Feinberg getting on base right away, and the nice bunt by Hanks. You can lay down a bunt like that, and you put the pressure on the defense a little bit, and then, you know, David had a job to do, and he got the ball over the third baseman's head. That was the difference. It was good baseball at the end. We just waited till the last minute to keep it interesting and keep people in the stands.
What do you take away from this weekend?
A lot of unanswered questions, to be honest with you. I mean, I think our starting pitching really, really is something we got to look at. And I know it's early, but you know, both those kids haven't really shown any history of going through games, so we've got to work through that a little bit. We still got some young kids that we didn't show you. I mean, Hill and Hayes and some other, and Brewer, the guys who can pitch, so we'll just see what they do on Wednesday.
Good deal.
Okay.